everybody, and welcome to this segment of the Hockey Rant with David Stearns. This is the Rant Man, David Stearns, and it is September 6th, 2008. We are 14 days away from the start of most training camps in the NHL. Things are progressing along quite smoothly, and we do have some news on some particular issues here and there. There are two big stories that I'm covering right now, and one of them happens to be that the NHL is talking with Montreal, and well, actually, Montreal is doing most of the talking, and the talking involves an outdoor game. What a surprise! Everybody wants to buy into this outdoor game, and, you know, this particular game is to commemorate something quite big in the Montreal Canadiens' eyes, and that is their 100th season. So, rumors did start coming out immediately claiming that December 4th, 2008 would be the outdoor game against the New York Rangers, but a spokesman from Montreal says, well, that's just not true. The report actually says that the outdoor game may be scheduled for 2009, so the question becomes, are they trying to V for that January 1st Winter Classic date? Well, that could not be the case if it were to commemorate, well, the 100th year, so maybe it is for the 100th season. So it looks as though that Montreal wants to go for January 1st, 2009, or not 2009, but 2010, rather. So just keep an eye on the reports and keep an eye on my blog page for updates on that situation, and also this other situation that seems to be heating up very slowly, like a boiling pot of water before you throw in the macaroni for your tasty Easy Mac. Yes, I'm talking about Matt Sundin. Matt Sundin is back in the news yet again. Oh, what a surprise. He is actually in Toronto speaking with Cliff Fletcher and the Toronto Maple Leafs organization. Cliff Fletcher has spoken publicly saying that, yes, the door is still open for Matt Sundin to stay in Toronto. Now it all comes down to whether or not they can agree to any kind of terms. The last time we talked, we actually talked about Sakic taking a $6 million deal with the Colorado Avalanche for 1 year. Of course, he was kind of like held up on the same pedestal as Matt Sundin. I mean, you look at the two, they are very strong captains with their respective organizations. And you can also throw in maybe into the mix, like I said the last edition, that Teemu Selanne may be waiting to judge how things go with Matt Sundin and weigh that up against Joe Sakic and get his bargaining chips in order that way to see if the Mighty Ducks, or the Anaheim Ducks, as I'm still yet to kind of identify with, he's just going to wait and see how things go with Matt Sundin and pretty much add that. It's going to be like Matt Sundin plus Joe Sakic divided by the factor of three times the points that he's had in the past two seasons equals X, meaning the amount that he wants to get for probably a one-year contract, which seems to be the popular thing for the aging players nowadays. And I don't think any organization is really going to go long-term with a guy that's already seen his prime. But I guess you could say Teemu Selanne is possibly at his prime, but last year wasn't really too much proof of that, considering the fact that he came in quite late. So those are the two big stories I have to cover here, and some other minor details. Jarrett Stoll goes to the Kings, and he agrees to a four-year contract with the Los Angeles hockey franchise, and some other small tidbits here. Brent Burns, the defenseman from Minnesota Wild, has undergone elbow surgery, so he will be back in the mix in about 4 weeks, according to the reports. And also, of course, we have to talk about the Super League over there in Russia. Russia is talking about, just kind of increasing the amount of players that they are pulling from international countries over there in Europe. And, of course, Radulov is one of them, and there's been some issues with that. But I've also found out that the KHL is live and free online. So if you're at work during the days of Monday through Friday, you can actually watch a game on your PC for free. When will the NHL actually buy into that? You know, wouldn't that be something if the NHL would actually participate in free online games? Now, that would attract a fan base, wouldn't you think? Well, maybe they're just behind the times and they're still trying to milk the fans for every penny that they're worth, but that is a rant for another day, as we kind of have to wait a little bit to see how the Continental League over there in Russia progresses on into the future. So, in other news that is going on in the NHL, We're looking at St. Louis. St. Louis's little addition there during the draft this past year, Mr. Alex Pietrangelo from the Niagara Ice Dogs. He has signed on with the St. Louis Blues with an entry contract. So the King City, Ontario native will sign on as a defenseman for the St. Louis Blues, and I can't wait to see how he does. I keep on saying Niagara Ice Dogs, but it doesn't make any sense here. Played for his first season with the Mississauga Ice Dogs of the OHL and then Niagara Ice Dogs. I have to look into that. I don't follow much OHL except for maybe the Erie Otters, but they were just flat-out horrible when I had my time there in Erie, Pennsylvania. But I think maybe that Mississauga and Niagara kind of teetered off on the franchise holding. Mississauga, I believe, folded it down, and Niagara came in and bought the team. So I think that might have been the case, but I could be way off my rocker because, you know what, I pay more attention to the NHL and more so the AHL because of the players that have been picked out of the OHL and all these smaller leagues and into those franchises. But anyway, that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. So those are the major stories that we have this week. So we will keep you all posted on if anything is updated with the Matt Sundin situation and any more information that I find out about the Montreal outdoor game potential. So, also two other smaller stories. Crosby is awarded the Order of Nova Scotia. He's the youngest person to receive this award. Of course, being from Nova Scotia, he receives the award. Yeah, add more to the hardware, right? All right, and also the Vancouver Canucks are going to retire Linden's number 16 sweater. Good for him. All right, so that's all I got this week, and hopefully next week we'll have more news as we get closer and closer to training camps, preseason, and, of course, the regular season, which is pretty much just a month away. So I will keep you all up to date. Email me, nhlhockeyrant@hotmail.com. The blog page, nhlhockeyrant.blogspot.com. That's where I will go if I'm too lazy to put on a podcast and write out my thoughts instead of speak them to you. So from the Hockey Rant with David Stearns, this is the Rant Man David Stearns. Have a good weekend, everybody, and don't stop reading.